Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by Guide Adorned Window. Take advantage of Guide Adorned Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. Elliot Steer still here with us because he did an extra top 11 list and posted it online today.
Well, it's a top 10 list that has 12 things on it.
Right, but I was just going to ignore the 12th just so we could say top 11. Yeah. So here is the text of the tweet that I can tell has incensed Ike Reese. Have been thinking a lot about what are the best franchises in NFL history.
Can we stop there? Why were you thinking so much about that?
I just thought about it and then couldn't stop, honestly. Well, because also I feel like I've talked a lot about the Eagles this offseason. It's such a well-run franchise, blah, blah, blah. But I, on the large scale, like how are they viewed around the league?
Okay.
So but you're also not a history guy.
Yeah. No, I'm not. No.
Yeah. Did you do any reporting on this?
So I looked up, I did a lot of Googling.
Okay.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. Pablo, if you're still listening, here's what we normally do.
A lesson in journalism.
This is real journalism.
Yeah, yeah. It's called Wikipedia.
Yeah. Pablo Torre finds out who are the 10 best franchises.
Yeah,
we did a lot of Googling.
Yeah. I kind of focus on three things. Super Bowls, how long you've been in the league, and how many wins you have.
Okay. So Super Bowls, how long you've been in the league, and how many wins you have.
Nice.
We're prioritized. That's not the end-all be-all.
Right. So here are the top 10 NFL franchises in like the top 10 in history.
Yeah, just like in history.
Number 10, the Detroit Lions. Number 9, the Washington Redskins / Commanders / Washington football team. Number 8, the Philadelphia Eagles. Number 7, the New York Giants. Number 6, the New England Patriots. Number 5, the Chicago Bears. Number 4, the Dallas Cowboys. Number 3, the San Francisco 49ers. Number 2, the Pittsburgh Steelers. And number 1, the Green Bay Packers. Honorable mention, 12, the Ravens. 11, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, Ravens just got on there.
Yeah, this is so ridiculous. I don't even know where to begin.
So what do you disagree with?
Well, the fact that you got the Lions and the Bears in this top 10 is just ridiculous.
But you don't think that they are, when you think of the NFL, if you asked a general NFL fan, name 5 teams that you know,
yeah,
you don't think the Lions and the Bears would be one of the teams that said the most?
So let me ask you this. If I were to think about top franchises in history, what am I thinking about them for? Am I thinking about their greatness or the fact that they've been terrible the entire time? Because some people are known for losing.
Right.
For losing.
Like the Lions. Correct.
So that would not make them one of the top franchises in the history of the sport.
So I'm not ranking them based off success. I'm ranking them off of how much they matter.
You said two of the three were wins and Super Bowl.
I said two of the things that were prioritized. They were not the only things that were taken into consideration. So like the Boston Red Sox, right? We got into this briefly.
Yes.
The Boston Red Sox were known as lovable losers. They're cursed. They're never going to win.
Yeah.
But nobody during that whole stretch would have said the Red Sox aren't one of the top franchises in baseball history.
Based on what?
based off the fact that they're the Red Sox. They are the Boston.
You know what they were known for?
Losing.
Yes, and trading away Babe Ruth.
Right, but they are still one of the most historic franchises in the history of the league.
For trading away Babe Ruth.
But they were worth, they were one of the most valuable franchises.
Okay.
They were on primetime games. Like, they were a huge deal. The Lions are absolutely one of the most important franchises.
Because they play at 12 o'clock every Thanksgiving?
Yes, that's part of it.
It's the only thing you can think of.
No, and I said they have great fans.
They don't have. I think they have great fans.
It's a football city. They've been around.
I got in-laws out there. I'm not going to crap on the city of Detroit and their fans. I'm not. What I'm saying is, you're asking me what my issue was.
So they're one of the top five teams to come into the NFL, number one.
Yeah, okay.
They've been losing
even longer.
I agree. They're lovable losers. Yeah. I agree with you on that.
I don't even know how lovable they are.
I think they're pretty lovable.
What, now? Well, I don't think anybody else ever thought of the Lions. We love Barry Sanders. We actually felt bad for Barry Sanders being in Detroit.
But it's like the Bills. It's like the Bills.
Who was the best Lion before Barry Sanders?
It's a good question.
Before Barry Sanders?
Yeah.
Oh, you can go Night Train Lane. You can go, Billy Sims. You got Alex Karras. You got not very many.
So much history.
Yeah, not very many. Now, let me get to the Bears.
But you don't think them being one of the first five teams in the NFL matters at all?
Not at all.
Okay.
Only the fact that they won an original five.
Yeah, that matters. That matters.
Would you consider the Flyers?
Yes.
One of the top organizations in hockey?
I would consider them one of the top 10, yeah.
In hockey?
Yes.
You would?
I would.
Okay. All right. Lions, get them out of here. Bears. The Bears. Are you kidding me?
So,
you're talking about a team living off 1 year. The Bears have been living off 1985 for 40 years.
So
they've been living off 1985 for 40 years.
They have the second most wins in NFL history, which I know is longevity.
I guarantee you over half of them came before 85.
So I don't disagree with that, but they still have the second most wins in franchise history. Soldier Field, an iconic stadium. Chicago, great
Soldier Field hasn't been there since I played.
What are you talking about?
They remodeled Soldier
Field
while I was a player.
Right, but it's still Soldier Field. Right,
it's
still Soldier
name.
Field.
It's a new stadium.
Right, but
and
Lambeau
about to get
still
another
called
stadium.
They changed things in Lambeau. That's still Lambeau Field. Soldier Field is still Soldier Field. It's not the original construction.
No,
you're right.
They changed the locker rooms at Lambeau and maybe some small things up top.
Right, it's
Lambeau
been bigger.
Field is still Lambeau Field.
But Soldier Field is still one of the most iconic stadiums in sports. Would you agree with that?
It was. It's not Soldier Field anymore.
Okay. Well, it is still called Soldier Field.
Well,
but Yeah. But I'm saying,
you realize it's not the same place, though, right?
No, I know. Well,
we actually played in Illinois one. We played in Champaign, Illinois, because they didn't have it. They tore the stadium down.
Right, but it's still Soldier Field. I don't know what to tell you.
They tore it.
And
they
I'm
just
looking
kept
at,
the name.
I'm
they
looking
tore
at the whole history.
All right. Get the Bears and the Lions off this list.
Who would you put on?
Get the Chiefs should definitely be on there.
So the Chiefs are recency bias.
They were in the first Super Bowl.
They were. That's one thing.
They got three more. They've been to five others.
Right, but they've only won. They've won four total.
Yeah.
Right? And three of them.
That's four more
recent
than the Bears have won.
Agreed, but the Bears are a more historic franchise. The Bears have been around, you know, like.
The Chiefs have been around just as long.
I know,
so
that was
Cardinals
a mistake on me. Yeah, but the Cardinals suck. Who cares about the Cardinals?
Okay. Yeah, but you went with the original.
Rod
well,
Lincoln.
That's what I'm saying. There's not a blanket rule.
And here's the
here
other thing.
But who would you put in? That's what I
just told you, the Chiefs.
Okay, so that's one you would take out and put in. So who would be, if you take out the Bears and the Lions, who would be the other one?
Who else would be in there?
The Ravens? Only been
well,
around
the Ravens
since
only been around for since 99. I'm trying to think. I'm thinking fast on my. Hell, you could even go with the Browns.
Exactly. If you're into the Lions in there, the Browns should be in there too. If you're into historical,
I don't think the Browns are lovable losers.
Dude, hold on, Jim Brown's one of the faces of the NFL.
Come on, dog pound. That's lovable loser stuff.
But they also moved. They did. The Lions have been in Detroit the whole time.
The Patriots at number six?
So the Patriots, to me, also recency
six
bias.
For the six trophies
right
they have.
But like the Patriots.
That is recency bias. I agree with their ranking.
Yeah, the Patriots
their
are one. They're one thing. They're Tom
recency
Brady and Bill
bias
Belichick. They're Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. That's what they are. They are not 80 years or 60 years of sustained success.
First of all, they've been around for a very long time.
They have, which is
they
why.
They went to multiple Super Bowls prior to then.
Right, I know.
Prior to this run. And then they went to 10.
Right, which is why they're six.
They went to 10 and won six, and you're telling me this is why they're
one,
six.
That's
San Francisco hasn't won a Super Bowl since 1994.
Right, but they have more. Well, they're tied.
They don't have
right,
more.
My bad,
I just
bad,
told you
bad,
they
five,
don't have
they
more.
Have five.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So you would put the Patriots ahead of the Niners?
Yes.
That's why they're tied.
I disagree.
Well, you have it three.
So you think the Patriots are a more iconic franchise than the Niners?
Yes.
Why?
The or Niners- just as iconic? What do you mean why? The 49ers ran the 80s into the mid-90s. The Patriots ran the league from 2000 until Tom Brady left. What's the difference?
I just think the 49ers are more iconic. I don't know what to say.
But why?
Because Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, I mean, the Super Bowls they have, I just view them as a more
okay,
iconic.
Okay. You just, because they.
It's just my opinion. This
right,
one I
right,
can't.
Right, because
yeah.
you actually were an adult when the Patriots were living, so you can't appreciate what they did. You got to go back to your childhood where you didn't even watch the 49ers win
correct,
their Super
I
Bowls because you were born in the 90s, but somehow they're more nostalgic to you.
Yes, correct. That's the
it's
reason.
Like, it's like Jack with the Kelly Green jerseys.
Love the Kelly Green jerseys.
When he wasn't even around, even watching.
But why
play
does that it. Matter? I can still look at them and think they're a better jersey.
No, I agree, but you can't wax poetically about them like somehow you grew up and it reminds you of your childhood
it
about
doesn't.
It.
I just think they're a better jersey. Right,
so, but that's the point I'm making, though. Is you ask me why.
Yeah, I know. But
this is what he's doing with the Niners, who he didn't see win a win squat.
Yeah, but just because I didn't see him doesn't mean I can't appreciate the fact that.
How can you appreciate him if you didn't see it?
Well, I didn't see a lot of things. That doesn't mean I can't appreciate it. There's a lot of things I haven't seen. All right, so where would you put the Patriots?
One.
Oh, overall? Over the Packers?
Yes.
Wow.
You're talking about a team living off the past.
Well, yeah, the past is part of this.
Well, yeah, I know. But my point is if I'm thinking about dominance, right? I'm thinking about dominance. It's the Patriots.
The Patriots were dominant.
The Packers.
The Patriots were dominant for a stretch. It was a long stretch.
Packers dominated in the 60s. They didn't do squat in the 70s, the 80s. You didn't see the Packers then when I watched Lynn Dickey as the quarterback.
Did I bump that?
Huh?
Don Mikowski.
Yeah, Don Mikowski.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? James Lawton.
The Super Bowl trophy is named after Lombardi. Lambeau's the most iconic. In my opinion,
it deserves to be up there.
Yes,
okay, I won't fight you over the Packers.
I just think you're overrating the Patriots.
Okay, hold on, both of you, back to your corners.
Right.
And I'm surprised that
shut up for a second.
Surprised, literally.
We need Pablo Finds Out on your brain.
Yeah, 1 minute. Can you give me 1 minute?
Sorry, I thought you were just trying to stop me.
No, I'm enjoying it. I need you to go back to your corners for like literally 1 minute. We will return to that after there's no top 10 list of place to go get a brand new Hyundai. There is only one place. That is Colonial Hyundai. Elliot's not allowed there. He is not allowed at Colonial Hyundai. Don't worry. You're going to see the Karzar John Ashton. You're going to see the staff at Colonial. You're not going to see Elliot. You will see a brand new Hyundai that you're going to get 20% off of. Only at Colonial. That's up to $10,000. $10,000 off a brand new Hyundai. And if you need to do a trade-in and that has been holding you back because you don't think it's worth anything, well, they are going to give you at least $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. Guaranteed, every new Hyundai comes with 3 years of complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online, 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Tax and tags additional. Shut up for 2 more seconds. Offers can't be combined. See dealer for full details. Offer expires June 30th, 2025.
Ike has been Googling the entire time.
I wasn't Googling. What I did, I looked at the all 32 teams.
Right.
When it comes to LA, asked me about other teams, I couldn't think on my feet as quick. But you could easily have the Raiders in this top 10 list.
Oh, yes. If we're talking about iconic.
Yes, iconic. The Raiders or the Colts.
The Colts also iconic.
Yeah, so that's what I want to do. I want to like refresh my memory by looking at the teams.
Raiders for sure.
Yes, Raiders for sure.
All right, so if you're taking off the Lions, which I disagree with, you would put the Raiders on? The Raiders, you're right. There's a good argument for
them. I'd put the Bengals on before the Lions.
Oh, the Bengals.
I'm just telling you, get the Lions out of here.
So here would be my thing.
There's nothing iconic about the Lions.
So to me, when you make a list like this, there has to be a bit of common sense, right? So if you were...
Clip it. That is, by the way, the promo for next year's Top 11 has that audio in it. Okay, continue.
Can I finish? Common sense.
Yeah. So,
go ahead.
Mr. Common Sense, yes. Elliot Shore Park.
If we were making a list of the top fruit, right?
How are you going to land this plane?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, you ready? You guys might not like apples, but right. Apples are clearly the goat fruit, right? So my point is, when you think of NFL teams...
Why are they the goat fruit?
Because when you think of fruit, you think of apples.
Yeah, I'm with Elliot on
right?
this
I'll
one.
I'm on apple, yeah. Go ahead.
First off, strawberry's clear.
This is completely a bad...
No. Because my point ahead. I'm making is when you think of NFL teams and you ask people just to ramble them off, yeah. I think the Lions, the Bears, the Packers, the Niners, those are the teams they would name. The Steelers.
Nobody so brings up the Lions.
I disagree with you on that.
The Bears, because it's a cool logo.
Right. Well, and they have a ton of history. Well, and I think you have to take fan bases into consideration, too.
Okay, Chicago. Yeah, I respect Chicago's fan
great
base.
Great fan base, great football
I respect
town.
The Midwest in general, the Same. Fan base.
Me and you have always agreed on that.
I agree with that. I'm just saying, we've already agreed that the Raiders certainly belong on this list.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Over the Lions. Yep. I would throw you another team I would have in there. How about the Denver Broncos?
But who are you taking off?
The Lions.
The Lions and the Bears.
You can only take the Lions off so many times.
No, I can take the Bears. The Lions and the Bears are two teams, and I look at this list, and I automatically say they don't deserve to be on this list because you know why? Everything that happened before 1960, which is what they're probably most famous for. I mean, my goodness, 1960 to today, what is that, 85 years? What is that? 65 years.
But I think a difference, too, is...
It's about 65 years.
The Bears are always relevant, right? They're always being discussed.
Relevant how?
The Broncos have to be good to be relevant, in my opinion. We're always talking about, like, the Bears...
You're talking about the Bears like they're the Yankees.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
They are close. They are...
Or the Lakers.
What makes the Bears relevant? Now you all make me tear down the Bears. You know they're the only franchise that doesn't have a quarterback that's going for 4,000 yards.
Right. I'm not arguing they're a successful
franchise. So what makes them
relevant? Because they've been around for forever. That's it.
That doesn't make you relevant.
But it does when we're talking about all-time great franchises.
So let me ask you this.
Like, again, the apples.
So let me ask you this. When... We're talking about championships every year. We're talking about contenders. We're talking about top teams. When do the Bears ever make this list?
When do the Broncos?
The Broncos?
The Broncos have to be good in order to be talked about. That's not the case with the
Bears.
Yeah,
that's part of it.
Yes, that I
no,
agree.
Everybody in the NFL gets discussed. Don't act like
But
ESPN,
some teams get discussed
No,
more.
No, no. Don't act
the
like
The Jaguars
ESPN's,
are not getting discussed unless there's something interesting
In their city
happening.
They are. Yeah. My point is that don't act like everybody's hanging on thread to see what the Bears do this year.
I think
who are the Bears playing? What's going to be the big game with the Bears? When's the last time you were excited to sit down and watch the Bears?
I agree. They're not
more than the Broncos.
Yeah, I would be curious to see the primetime games over the past 10 years. Broncos, Bears. Who has more?
I guarantee you I know who's played in more. I bet you that.
Yeah, I think it might be the Bears.
What you want to bet?
Not a lot.
This is a new low for the show. This argument is a new low. This is, you thought top 11 week
WIP at its best. No one cares the Eagles are at 8.
Well,
does that seem fair to you? Because that's what made me think about it
initially. Well, with the other teams.
Well, the Packers over the Eagles is fair.
Right.
The Steelers over the Eagles is fair.
Yeah.
Okay. The 49ers over the Eagles is fair.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Cowboys over the Eagles is fair.
Yeah.
Agreed.
The Patriots over the Eagles is fair.
Yes.
The Giants, I also think, over the Eagles is fair.
I was close on that one.
They are a more iconic franchise than the Eagles are. And then the Bears is the question mark. Now, the question would you put the Chiefs over the Eagles? Would you put the Ravens over the Eagles? Would you put the Raiders over the Eagles?
I would not put the Ravens over the Eagles. Chiefs have an argument, although I think the Eagles the last 25 years has an argument to be in there as much as anybody. That's why I'm okay with where they are at 8.
Well,
right? They got 2 titles. Some of those other teams have more titles, but I think the Eagles... And then you think about the iconic players they've had. Chuck Bednarik, Harold Carmichael. You go through the 80s.
Reggie White.
That's what I'm saying. You go through the 80s.
Number one team.
You go with Reggie White, right? You go through those teams. Buddy Ryan as a coach, like the Eagles deserve to be there. Randall.
So
the history of the black quarterback in the NFL, like the Eagles, and I think that's a big thing. So
I
brought that up for a reason.
Right.
So that's a big thing. That's something that you can wear a badge about when you think about the Philadelphia Eagles.
So do you think the Eagles are a team, and I know we disagree on the Bears and the Lions, but do you think the Eagles are a team that had to be successful to get on this list, or are they big enough as is that they are such a – because I think at this point they're such a large franchise that – no matter what, they're always going to be talked about. They could win 4 or 5 games next year, right?
Yes.
But I don't know if that was always the case.
No, so, if they didn't win 2 Super Bowls, they wouldn't be on this list.
If they didn't have 2 Super Bowls, I don't think they're on this list.
Yeah.
Whereas I think we might disagree. The Bears and the Lions have the type of cachet. They do. They have the type of cachet where they're being considered regardless.
He's already poured water on the argument by saying, and this is a new low. That hit me right between the eyes.
No, I didn't.
But it did.
I didn't mean it in a bad way.
No, I know. Let's be honest. What he means is you're schooling me here.
Well, I just mean it's a new low in that the list was developed with almost no thought at all.
Okay.
No. I researched for a few hours yesterday and did this.
You still came up with the Lions?
I just can't believe you disagree with the Lions. They are without question an iconic franchise.
Okay, but they would be 12th on this list.
Oh, I have them 10th.
All right, but I'm saying it's only a top 10 list.
Right, and I would put
it on. So in other words, they would not be on the list is the point I'm really making.
Well, on your list. They would be on my list.
I think the Bears are too high, and I don't think the Lions should be on it.
I disagree.
You would have the Lions over the Raiders.
The Raiders are the one I wish I would have remembered.
So
you did hours of research.
Again. But you did hours of research.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, you forgot about a whole team.
I'm not perfect.
Yeah, right?
This is what your offseason is.
Do you think anybody was arguing the counter?
There's 32 of them. You said 34 teams when you were talking
to
Pablo,
34
by the
teams.
Way.
I did?
Yeah. I didn't want to correct you in front of Pablo.
Yeah, you're cooking.
Well, they both heard it because I didn't even hear it.
Oh,
yes.
Really?
Yeah, he said 34 teams. Yeah.
In what was the question?
Well, what's crazy is I wonder if it was a typo by someone else because you were reading it.
Oh.
So I wonder if the article wrote 34.
Let's see.
And who's the Will Ferrell character that just
no,
reads
No, I said encourage the 30.
Burgundy.
Are you sure? I said the. Encourage
I would
the 32
bet my
NFL
life.
Clubs.
No, you 100% said
I would bet my life.
Then I just misread it.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
We all
are
mistakes.
32 teams.
What a legendary.
Nobody's perfect.
What a legendary appearance from
this
Elliot.
Is what he stuck around for.
Yeah, Elliot, do you want to make your official prediction as to what the Philadelphia 76ers do tomorrow?
I think they're taking Ace Bailey.
Okay.
That's what you want to do.
I think we're all overthinking this.
All right.
He's been the guy all year. He's the only person that's not being reported to him. I think that's on purpose.
Okay. All right. So Elliot says Ace Bailey
right
will be
about this.
He's going
to
ace
the ball.
Well, I want to be clear.
I'm not going to end this.
God forbid they take the guy that's like Kevin Durant. What a crazy take.
He's not like Kevin Durant.
He absolutely is. He was like Kevin Durant for a full year.
No, he wasn't. You've never watched Kevin Durant. You've never watched Kevin Durant. You've never watched Kevin. He looks nothing like Kevin Durant.
He looks just like him.
No, he doesn't. He's tall and skinny.
That's part of looking like somebody.
No, he doesn't play like Kevin Durant.
I disagree.
Kevin Durant Durant is probably the best college scorer of all time.
Yeah, he's not as good as Kevin Durant.
But
when we make comparisons, we're not saying they're the exact same
player.
He's nothing like Kevin Durant. Hard disagree.
He is nothing like Kevin Durant.
For a full year, everyone was okay with it. Until now, all of a sudden, draft season. It's like, Kevin Durant averaged 2 more points.
Durant. Well, first of all, he averaged like 8 more points.
Well,
that's like 50% more points.
Comparisons are not completely
Kevin Durant had a sick handle. He was a sick shooter and got a great shot whenever he wanted.
And Ace Bailey is also a sick shooter.
No, Ace Bailey. Ace Bailey shot 34% from three, 69% from the line, and is not an excellent shooter and doesn't have a great handle.
You know what's crazy about Ace Bailey? Everyone wants Dylan Harper so bad, as if he wasn't on those Rutgers teams that also
lost. That's not what I'm talking about.
No, I know.
You're talking about Kevin Durant.
I am. And he reminds me of Kevin Durant. He reminds Kevin Durant of Kevin Durant. He reminds Paul George of Kevin Durant. He reminds Carmelo Anthony of Kevin Durant. All these guys must have just never watched Ace Bailey or aren't doing draft. Everyone is saying he looks like him.
First of all, the Kevin Durant thing, that you are completely mischaracterizing what Kevin Durant said. They asked him at a press conference.
Yes.
He said he models himself after you. Do you see any of you of him? What is he going to say about
Kevin
the
Durant
kid?
Kevin Durant famously doesn't say how he's feeling.
No, and he would crush this 19-year-old kid.
No, he could say something like, he's a great player.
He's nothing like Kevin Durant.
I didn't make it up. I didn't come up in a lab with this player. I got it from online. That's where I got it from. Tons of people.
He's nothing like Kevin Durant, Elliot.
Well, a lot of people disagree with
him. No, a lot of people don't.
No, just you. The little world here in Philly disagrees.
But
the larger scale is people think he reminds.
Look at any draft expert.
Look up Ace Bailey, Kevin Durant.
No. I want you to look at comps of draft experts and see how many compare him to Kevin Durant.
It has changed, but when this first started, there was comparisons to Kevin Durant.
A year ago, before they watched him play.
Online basketball nerds have bullied people into not saying it.
Sixers fans should be excited about the fact
he reminds
nothing
him.
Like Kevin Durant.
He absolutely
Durant.
Is.
No, he isn't. No,
okay.
he isn't.
I disagree.
No, he isn't. No, he isn't. No, he isn't.
He looks
isn't.
Just
no,
like him, and I'm crazy for...
He's nothing like Kevin Durant.
Well, a lot of people disagree.
He's like Rudy Gay. And this is what I said as soon as this started. And then when we had KOC on last week, he also said Rudy Gay. He's nothing like Kevin Durant. Rudy Gay is not like Kevin Durant either.
I agree Rudy Gay is not like Kevin Durant.
Okay. Thank you for coming in, Elliot. Oh, my God. Shut up. I wish I could shut off your mic. Go get the Go Birds podcast to infuriate yourself.
Yeah, I actually did explain more about this list on the pods.
Today's show.
If you guys want more of this. Honestly, maybe I'll put the Ike thing right after it.
Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Is Ace Bailey anything like Kevin Durant? We'll find out next. Also, the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. We've really brought you everything today. arguing about the Sixers draft pick. Pablo Torre with a deeply investigative, journalistic, not really our style. But
way too smart.
Very smart. And then we come back with... who's the best football franchise, which pivots into what's the most iconic fruit. That was all within 2 hours.
I'm glad
on the
you
WIP.
Stopped us from going down that rabbit
the
hole.
The fruit rabbit hole? Well, we did in the hallway after.
What's your Mount Rushmore fruit?
Apple.
Yeah.
Orange.
Okay.
Banana.
Grape. Banana grape.
See, I think strawberry's got to be on there.
Above grape?
Yeah, above grape. Easily. Come on, man. Grape or strawberry?
Look, if you're asking
grapes over strawberries.
Look, if you're asking me what I'd rather eat a strawberry than a grape. But what's more iconic? Like, you think about a grape. Think about all of the artificial, like, popsicles, drinks, candies, all that kind of stuff. Everybody wants the grape. Everybody wants the grape. You know?
But a more iconic fruit is strawberry or grape. I think it's obviously strawberry.
No, it's grape. I think you're actually 100% wrong on this.
Bananas don't even taste very good. I understand why they're on there, but like we're talking about good tasting fruits.
No, but bananas also very good for you.
Well, good I know they're good for you.
Yeah.
Oh, we're potassium, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone knows
I eat
that.
A banana every day. You know, I like a banana. If we stop,
ooh,
Jack.
I almost got a 10-incher.
Jack. Man, this show got stupid real quick. It's like we are subconsciously trying to balance ourselves after the Pablo thing by getting even dumber. It's like he said he liked eating a banana. Oh, better play the 10-incher thing.
injured thing.
Yeah, just before we get to High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, just on the last thing that Elliot said about Kevin Durant and Ace Bailey.
Which he's just so committed to. We didn't pin him down on college Kevin Durant versus pro Kevin Durant.
Right, okay. It's okay if you like Ace Bailey. There's even a chance Ace Bailey's good. There's a chance the Sixers take Ace Bailey and keep him tomorrow. All of that is on the table. You could like Ace Bailey, 100%. Ace Bailey, and I understand he is tall and skinny, like Kevin Durant, but that is probably 23% of the NBA is tall and skinny. Like, Adem Bona doesn't look like Kevin Durant. Ace Bailey doesn't play anything like Kevin Durant. What I am begging you to do, if you have been brainwashed by this, by Elliot or anybody else, is please go and look at, all you need to do, truly, all you need to do is look at a 5-minute highlight, college highlight film of Ace Bailey and a 5-minute college highlight film of Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant was so good, so like,
yes,
it may be the best college scorer of all time. Like, debatably, he did as a freshman, by the way, the last month of the season, scoring like 30-some points a game. But you can see when you watch, he was an elite, unstoppable shooter, a great free throw shooter. And for a guy who
is... By the way, 69% as a free throw shooter is not great for someone whose whole talent is hitting tough shots.
Ace Bailey, yeah. Yes. 34% from three, 69% from the line. And when you watch Kevin Durant, he got an open shot whenever he wanted. Literally whenever he wanted.
This guy can't create separation.
It's just, it's not the same thing. Again, you might think he's good. You might think he's the pick for the Sixers. All of that, fine. He is not like Kevin Durant. Don't let Elliot tell you he's like Kevin Durant. Don't let anybody tell you he's like Kevin Durant.
It is my current litmus test for knowing basketball or not.
Okay.
Is whether or not you want Ace Bailey.
Yeah. Well, you can want Ace Bailey. It's fine. Maybe he'll be good. I don't know.
You shouldn't.
Like, I'm guessing. But, all right. Can we talk about the baseball team?
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Elliot is lying. He's lying. Okay.
Well, in what aspect?
He's lying and say, he doesn't even think he's like Kevin Durant.
He does think that now.
He certainly convinced himself.
You got to just watch highlights of both of them. That's all you need to. You don't even need to do a deep dive. Kevin Durant was outrageous at Texas. He was outrageous. Okay.
All right.
Hope Jackie Baseball.
No Phil's lineup out just yet. Phil's down in Houston tonight. So
is Brycey with the team?
I don't know if Bryce is with the team. I don't think Thompson's talked yet.
Okay.
But,
all right.
You know, when he talks, we'll bring that to you, obviously.
Okay.
But
all right.
Bryce was not with them in Miami.
No.
Yeah, it's an interesting one.
Okay.
It's an interesting one. I don't know about that. But Framber Valdez versus Ranger. Ranger obviously has been fantastic recently. Framber's been great. Astros are good. I mean, like, every single year, there's inevitable. They just show up and they're good no matter who they get. They lost Bregman. They lost Kyle Tucker this offseason, and they're first in the AL West.
It's amazing that the Astros got nailed for that cheating thing, and that's what makes me less mad about their cheating thing is the fact that after they got caught cheating, they're still awesome every year.
Yep.
You know, and they've won World Series after the cheating thing. What a franchise that you want to talk about doing the rebuilding thing right. They did the process thing before anybody did,
mm-hmm.
and since they did it, they have established an organization that is net like they never have a down year. This looked like it was going to be a down year, and it turned out that it's not a down year.
And they had just as many misses at the beginning than the Sixers did. I mean, they took Mark Appel number one. They took Brady Aiken two times, and then didn't sign either time. So yeah, not to get too in the weeds on the Astros, but regardless, Phil's Astros. We all remember 2022. Little rematch. It's funny because we don't hate the Astros the way we hate the Diamondbacks and Mets.
No. So the Astros used to be sort of like the Marlins became. The Astros used to be years ago when they were horrible and the Phillies were still good.
Oh, yeah.
We would always lose to the Astros.
Always. Well, 2012, they went down there with a chance to like really cement themselves as a playoff team and they got swept by like a 60-win team. Disaster.
Yeah. Yep.
Disaster. So we were talking about the Mets yesterday.
Yep.
So they lost again last night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
3-2 right to the Braves.
3-2 to the Braves.
Yep.
Braves have won four straight over them. But in like injury news, they just put Jesse Winker on the 60-day IL.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he's missing more time. Like that's a lineup that's already a little rough.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah. Now, Winker was great last year. And then Chris Sale, like, we didn't bring this up. And why this couldn't have happened last year for Ike and I with Chris Sale getting hurt. But they said yesterday, we think he's going to pitch again this year. But that means that there's a chance he doesn't pitch again this year.
No, that's not how I read that quote.
They expect him to pitch again this year.
Yeah.
But that's not like he's going to be back anytime soon, I guess.
Right. Yeah. They put him on the 15-day IL, but I think it's because they didn't know how long he was going to be on there.
And it's all because they pitched him in the ninth inning of a shutout. He made a diving play and hurt himself on it.
Yeah. And he finished the shutout.
They pulled him.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they pulled him. He
pitched to another batter after that.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. But they did eventually.
Hurts my fantasy team.
Yeah, I know. It seems like you're all locked in on Chris Sale.
Well, look, man.
Your fantasy team is making a little bit of a run.
A huge run.
We're making noise.
Went from, let me tell you, in the WIP league, was in last place, clobbered Lakin, 8-1.
Yeah.
Then I clobbered TK, or 8-2, and now I'm going to clobber Buzz, and I'm in third place already in a playoff position. I'm just telling you, I have the best offense in the league. I do. I have the best offense in the league.
In the league.
I do.
As they said.
Bro, I got Acuna, Gunner, Pete Crow Anderson, Mookie Betts.
Pete Crow Armstrong, Mookie Betts.
It's a good little lineup. Buxton, I think I got too.
Yeah, listen, you took the old Hinkie approach and just took talent.
James Wood.
Yeah, James Wood's the man.
Yeah.
That's a pretty loaded offense.
Yeah.
So we always talk about gauntlets with the Eagles or whatever.
Yeah.
Phil's in the process of a gauntlet, by the way. So Houston, Braves, Padres, Reds, Giants, Padres.
Whoa.
Before the All-Star break.
Those are all winning teams.
Yeah. Yeah.
Braves are they?
Oh, no, they're 35-41, the Braves. But but they've played much better over the last few weeks.
Besides losing 2-3 to the Marlins over the weekend.
Yes, yes. But they swept the Mets, and I think they've won 2 in a row or something. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a good test for this team, especially without Bryce. You know, if they, like, can Bryce wait until after the All-Star break to come back?
Do you think? Can they play 500 ball over the next 2 weeks until the All-Star break?
So I think they can. I just wonder if Bryce can wait. Like if he feels right. I think so.
Well, he would already
if he couldn't wait, he would have been here for the Mets.
Yeah, he missed his Mets series. I'm assuming he knows it's probably best for him.
They got to do it for him. It's part of the reason why they need to lock in is that they need to keep him assured we're okay.
Yeah, and the winning allows him to be able to sit.
You know, don't lose 3 in a row and they'll be okay. You know, keep winning baseball games.
I think that's why he played in that Blue Jays series. They lost 3 straight to the Brewers, and he said, "I got to get back in there."
Yep,
and also
no doubt that in his mind, that's what he was thinking. Yep. Yeah.
So I hope he does. Hope he can Hope he can just stay out till post All-Star break, and maybe then we get at least a 75% version of Bryce. And then last thing here, so Jeff Passan put out his MLB trade deadline primer today.
Bro, I read the whole thing.
The 50 trade deadline.
You did a lot of reading today.
I did.
Man, you got a lot of time.
Yeah.
Went to bed at 9:30. You woke up spry, huh?
Went to bed at like 8:10.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. You did wake up spry.
Yeah.
What time did you get up? 5?
6.
Oh, man. Walker's up at 5:15. He could have come over now, though.
Nah. I got to read. I got to read that whole freaking NFL, NFLPA thing.
60 pages. Yeah.
Yeah, you had time to do that. Yeah. You had time to upload it all to ChatGPT.
Well, that only takes a minute.
I know. Yeah. I know. So, passing 50 trade deadline candidates. Here's all the names. Now, this is not, these are the best fits, right? And the Phillies were linked as a best fit for these guys. Jaron Duran, Cedric Mullins, Luis Robert, Taylor Ward, Adelis Garcia. Now, I don't know if it means something where they were positioned on his ranking, but like Adelis Garcia was, the Phillies were ranked first from where Passan put them. So maybe he thinks that that's the most logical fit.
Just so you know, and I'm trying to translate Jack to the audience. Most of our audience has no idea who any of these people are.
Right.
So you should give some context as to who they are.
We will do more of that as we get close to the trade.
We got to pick our guys.
Yeah. My guy actually wasn't listed, which is Buxton. It wasn't even one of the 50, which was kind of worrisome when the idea of trading him. And then relief pitchers, Duran from the Twins, not Duran from the Red Sox. Clase from the Guardians. Felix Bautista from the Orioles, we talked a lot about. Pete Fairbanks from the Rays. Chapman, your boy, Ross Chapman from the Red Sox. And Ryan Helsley. So a lot of big name in the bullpen area. And then hitters.
What about the Pittsburgh guy?
Bednar?
Yeah. I think he's good.
I think he's an interesting name. He's definitely had a bounce back year after. I mean, he's demoted earlier in the year. So,
eye test. He's good. I'm just telling you. I like him. I was impressed by him.
I wish McCutchen could still play the field. Because like McCutchen as a patient right-handed bat, and Bednar could be a deadline move for the Phils. But, you know, early trade deadline primers.
215-592-9494. Quick thing on Chapman right after I tell you about our good friends at Guida. Today's show, of course, brought to you by Guida. Guida, during the summer, knows, look, you're cooking. It's 100 degrees out there. You know what else is good? It's probably cooking inside, too, because your old windows and doors. And that heat gets through the cracks in the window. Your energy bills go up. And it's not even cool enough in your house. You got the AC pumping. Just replace the old windows and doors. And Guida knows now's the time where you know it. Now's the time when you discover it. So they give you their biggest discounts they can give you. The summer sales event, 40% off every window, 40% off every door. That is 40% off every high-performance, energy-efficient triple-pane window, 40% off any door, whether it's an insulated entry door, sliding patio door, garage door, whatever it is, 40% off. Don't miss it, because now also you can start your project with no money down and interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Don't miss it. As I've said before, all prior sales are excluded, but this is the one you want, and the offer expires July 31st. Call them to schedule a free no-obligation in-home estimate, 877-GO-GUIDA, or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. I'm planting my flag here on this. I'm going to continue to plant my flag on it. I don't want Chapman. I saw him cooked 3 years ago. There's no way that a guy that was cooked 3 years ago at 36, 37 years old, all of a sudden is throwing 102 miles an hour again. And I'm not accusing him of anything, but we saw a guy here who is of the same build that all of a sudden got his stuff back. And we saw how all of a sudden he got his stuff back. I'm not saying, I don't know that Aroldis Chapman's on anything, but God forbid we trade for somebody who then gets in trouble. He is a bad teammate. He is cooked. And I can promise you, he's a playoff choker. I can promise you we will lose a crucial playoff game with Chapman on the mound if we trade for him. Do not trade for Aroldis Chapman. I am planting my flag. I don't want Chapman. I don't care if he's throwing 102. I don't care if he throws a sinker now. I don't want Chapman. I don't want Chapman.
Which means we're getting Chapman.
I will 100% get Chapman.
Chapman and Duran, baby.
Duran would be great.
Jaron Duran.
Well, Jaron Duran would be great. And how long? He's under contract for another couple of years, Duran?
Through 29.
Yeah. So Duran would be great. Mm-hmm. At a good number.
Trout.
There he is.
God.
He was not on the passing.
You and Lakin.
Trade primer.
Is he even playing right now, Mike?
He is. Oh, he's back. He's hit number 300 since going off the IL. Come on, man. We're monitoring.
What's he down to? 218? 215? What's his batting average?
I don't know what his weight is.
Okay. I'm not talking about his weight.
That's a good response.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. What is the more iconic fruit, the grape or the strawberry? Ike, what do you think the vote is at? We both said grape.
Yeah, I would imagine people like strawberries out there.
Well, strawberry, I think strawberry's the better fruit. I just don't think it's more iconic.
I think strawberry probably leads to 60-40.
Strawberry at 72%.
Told you.
Here's what I want to tell you out there who are voting. Do you ever think of a Greek god laying there being fed strawberries? No. They're being fed grapes. The grape is, look, wine, grapes.
I'm with you. I prefer grapes over strawberries. But people do feed strawberries. Each other strawberries nowadays.
For sex and stuff. But
I was trying.
Is that what you do?
But you the one saying feeding somebody grapes. I'm like, yeah, well, they do feed them strawberries.
Yeah, yeah. But that's like more sensual. Okay. I feel like the grape is, you're a god. You don't want to use your arms to eat the grapes. Right. You're going to be fed the grapes.
Now, which leads to something else.
Yes.
I think anytime you're being fed something, normally is.
Well, let's stop that right there.
Oh, that hammer is real, for real.
215-592-9494. Luke in Lancaster. You're on WIP. What's up, Luke?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
What's up, Luke?
Luke!
I called in to say some stuff about the Sixers draft tomorrow and this list of football teams that are, like, iconic.
Okay.
Okay.
I'd say, I don't know, I wasn't listening the whole way through. I didn't hear anyone mention Miami, the Dolphins.
I didn't even bring up the Dolphins. Yeah, it's another one that's debatable in there. Yeah
absolutely. Certainly over the Lions.
Yeah, for real. I don't have the Lions on my list.
Yep.
And the Bears either.
I also think one thing that also goes into my mind, and I know this didn't go into Elliot's Googling, is when I think about how iconic a team is, to me, if you're iconic, you have bandwagon fans all over the country. So the Niners do have bandwagon fans.
Yeah.
The Raiders do have bandwagon fans. Pittsburgh, all over the place.
Stinking Cowboys.
Yeah. The Chiefs now have tons of bandwagon fans all over the country. I believe the Eagles now have them as well.
Yes, sir.
But I don't think the Lions, I don't think there's people like in Florida or Arkansas or something that are huge Lions fans. But I do think there are bandwagon Dolphins fans as well.
A lot of bandwagon Dolphins fans.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Ike.
I knew he was going to say that.
My list itself is a little bit flawed. I don't have the Niners on it.
Okay.
I wasn't quite thinking straight, I guess, when I made it.
Okay.
I would probably, if I had to remake it, probably put them at like 5. But I have the Giants at 5.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, Giants are an iconic franchise.
Giants are iconic, yep.
Yep.
The early 2000s and stuff with them. So.
What did you have to say about the Sixers in the draft?
I think they should 100% take VJ Edgecombe. I don't like Ace Bailey's attitude, and I don't think that's going to be something in a locker room that already has people like Joel Embiid in it. That just, I don't think that's going to work chemistry wise.
Yeah.
I like VJ's, I like his personality.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know his personality as a guy. I do know that his on court, identity as a, sort of a lunatic, you know, of a very hard-nosed defender, of an effort guy, of a super athletic guy. When you start to watch...
Highlights look good.
Yeah.
They do.
When you watch the NBA Finals, you just, you start to see now that the teams that don't have enough of those guys that could run around and defend everyone don't last. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a problem that the Nuggets had. It was a problem that the Lakers had. It was a problem that the Knicks had, I think, to an extent. You know, and it has been a problem for the Sixers. Just even their two best players are not high-energy guys, even at their best. And Embiid and Paul George are not. And I think Maxey is. I think McCain is. I think Justin Edwards could be. But I think Oubre could be. But I also think that having a guy like Edgecombe throwing out there and just saying, go guard that guy and create havoc and dunk on somebody, I'd love to have him for that. I think he would be a fun guy to have for the Sixers. I think, you know, it's funny. Like, we sort of decide what we think guys can get better at that they're not. One of the two things that Edgecombe is not great at, he's not great at creation for himself or for others. And, you know, could he get better at it? I have no idea. Maybe. Maybe he can, maybe he can't. But I think right now, I agree with you from a locker room perspective. I don't think Ace Bailey's a bad kid, but also I think you're drafting him into a veteran locker room that's trying to win next year, and his whole thing was not wanting to play there and wanting to be the man. I don't know how that works. So I agree with you.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for the call, bro.
About,
All right. Thank you for the call, Luke.
Yeah.
I think Edgecombe would be a fun kid. By the way, he'd be a fun summer league player, too. I know.
Got a little bit of not as polished because D. Wade stayed longer, but he has physically. A little bit of D. Wade physical build to
yes.
Wade.
That's who J. Bill's compared him to.
Yeah.
Oh, Dwayne Wade?
At like 19, not obviously like
yeah.
college Dwayne Wade, unlike Elliott.
And by the way, Wade was never a great 3-point shooter.
Never a great 3-point shooter.
No. I think, so he reminds me, I think, from build and what he could be, reminds me of Oladipo a little bit.
A little bigger, a little taller?
Stronger, I think. Yeah. But I think Oladipo was 6'3", 6'4", something yeah. like that.
Oladipo was very good.
Yes. And then he's come into his own recently, and hopefully he'd be better than this, but it reminds me a little bit of Chris Dunn, too. Chris Dunn has become defensive stopper guy, but
yeah.
never really figured out. Like, mm-hmm. never became a real shooter. Jack, what do we have coming up next in the top 5 at 5?
So it's a little sportsy.
Oh, boy.
But I think it's interesting.
Okay.
Off of Howie Roseman's birthday.
Yeah.
Which I think is the GOAT what if in Philadelphia sports history. Oh. In my lifetime.
Yeah.
Had he been removed or left in 2015.
Yep.
What if?
Biggest what ifs.
The top 5 what ifs in Philadelphia sports history of my lifetime.
Okay. So since 2000, essentially.
Yeah.
There are some good ones in there.
There are some good ones.
Also, just looking at this description of Jeff from Orlando's call, explain yourself Tuesdays with Elliott.
That's what he wants to do. He wants to start labeling it. Explain yourself.
Okay.
You know, during Tuesdays with Elliott.
That's a funny idea. That's all coming up next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.